The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is once again my privilege and honor to welcome to the program Lauren Gydek, who is the Vice President for Communication and Media with Christian Healthcare Ministries, one of my favorite organizations and ministries. Lauren, welcome again to Bob Burney Live.
Thank you, Bob. So great to be with you again, talking with you again.
Well, it's always my privilege because so many of my listeners are being helped by Christian Healthcare Ministries, and I'm hoping that each time you and I talk, more of our listeners are helped. Lauren, it's been a long time since we've actually gone to the very basics. What is the process of actually becoming a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries? One of our listeners listening to us today decides, you know, this is for me. What is the next step? How do they actually become a member?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually very simple, Bob. We have an online application. Most of our members who join do go on to our website to sign up, and it's very straightforward. You know, you just hop on our website, which is chministries.org, and you click on, there's a red button right near the top that says join the community. You just click on that. You fill out the application. There's actually no waiting period. So as soon as you submit your application, you are a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and we do have some limits for pre-existing conditions, but there is no waiting period or anything else that would prevent you from becoming a member right away.
Well, how soon do you have to take, you know, the medical exam? Have the nurse come out to your home and, you know, take your blood pressure and all that? How long before you have to wait for that?
You don't have to wait because we do not have that requirement. You don't have to have a physical exam. You know, you don't have to tell us all about where you go to church and that kind of thing. You know, just go online, sign up. You know, anybody can join as long as they're a Christian living by biblical principles.
And of course, I knew that, but it's just so unusual and so unique for Christian Healthcare Ministries because in so many cases, there is the medical exam and the people who really need the coverage can't get it. Christian Healthcare Ministries is for everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your health background is. You know, like I said, there are some limitations for pre-existing conditions, but we do have programs for pre-existing. So, you know, you can live wherever across the United States. We even have missionaries in other countries. And, you know, that it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your health is. You know, we will accept any, you know, Bible-believing Christian into our ministry.
And with many, and again, I want to emphasize, Christian Healthcare Ministries is not health insurance. It's not just another brand of health insurance. But with traditional health insurance, there's often a waiting period. So what you're saying is that our listeners could go to chministries.org, sign up, and they are immediately covered. Immediate, like today.
Yeah, the only exception would be, like I said, for the pre-existing, but also right. If you were to choose a future start date. So, you know, if you sign up today and you don't want to start till January 1st, well, then that's when your membership will become active. But, yeah, otherwise you can sign up right away.
Now, and I don't think I've ever asked you this before. I have known so many people that lost their job, got transferred, lost their health insurance, couldn't carry it to the next job. And so they're advised to get COBRA, which COBRA is unbelievably expensive. one of our listeners in that situation, would Christian Healthcare Ministries be a good match for them?
I would say probably the COBRA would have to run out first, just because Christian Healthcare Ministries is a secondary form of assistance. So if you have any other kind of insurance in place, that would have to pay first. And then, you know, CHM would come alongside you and pick up, you know, whatever the other insurance would not pay.
That's excellent information. Excellent information. I know that one thing that people are concerned about with healthcare coverage is limits on major expenses. Joy and I have some very dear friends. The husband has been in the hospital now 101 days.
Wow.
Yeah, 101 days at a local hospital, and there's no end in sight. With traditional health insurance, there are limits as to how much will be paid. What about Christian Healthcare Ministries?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, we do have a pathway by which you can get to a place where there is no limitation. To do that, you would have to join our Gold program and then add on what we call Brother's Keeper. And Brother's Keeper is for catastrophic medical bills, and we define those as medical bills that are over $125,000 per illness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have heart disease, you know, and if you get up over that $125,000, if you have Brother's Keeper with Gold, you have no limitation to how much CHM will share for you.
So if it's a $500,000, you're covered.
That is correct.
If it's $1 million, you're covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually what we see, Bob, is when bills get pretty catastrophically high like that, a lot of times people will qualify for hospital assistance programs and things of that nature.
Sure.
But yes, they have nothing to worry about as a Gold member with Brother's Keeper. That there is an additional cost involved with Brother's Keeper, but it's very nominal.
Yeah. Well, since you mentioned the levels of the Gold level, we've got about 2 minutes left. Give us a brief overview. You have Gold, Silver, and Bronze. What is the difference between the different levels?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So our Gold level is $150 per unit per month. And I have to backtrack a little bit and explain what a unit is, because a unit can be an individual, but it's easier to understand if you give an example of a family.
Mm-hmm.
So a mom would be a unit, dad would be a unit, and then all dependent children together would be a unit. So at $150 per unit per month for our Gold program, you're looking at $450 for a family. That is our best program. We also have our Silver program, which is $85 per unit per month. And then we have our Bronze program, which is $45 per unit per month.
So the best coverage is the Gold, and let's say a family has 7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the cost?
They would still only be 3 units. They would not pay more than $450 a month, even if they have 12 children.
You know, I say the old cliche, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. But there are so many things about Christian Healthcare Ministries that just sound too good to be true. So for the Gold level, the absolute maximum is $450 for an entire family. That's the maximum.
That's correct. Although, you know, we just did talk about Brother's Keeper.
Brother's
so
Keeper.
That would be an additional expense, but it's a low expense. It's
all right.
Small.
Well, Lauren, I knew our time would go fast. It always does. We've been talking with Lauren Gydeck, the Vice President for Communications and the Media with Christian Healthcare Ministries. Please, folks, check them out, chministries.org, chministries.org, or you can call 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225. Lauren, again, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Bob. Nice talking to you.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I don't want to beat the proverbial dead horse, but during the break, I was looking at some new releases on this Chick-fil-A thing. And for me, and I want to make this very clear, for me, this is much more about what you and I can learn than about Chick-fil-A. I have no desire to blast Chick-fil-A, to condemn Chick-fil-A. I have no desire to do that at all. And as I said today and I said yesterday, I'm not calling for a boycott. Some people are. I honestly do not feel the kind of overwhelming support that I used to feel for Chick-fil-A. My attitude has changed dramatically. Does that mean I'll never shop there? No. No, because like one of the callers said, I don't think Wendy's or Burger King has ever made any pretense about who they support, why they support, and so forth. The difference is Chick-fil-A has taken a stand for family and for truth as a corporation, and they have refused to buckle under to the radical left-wing bullies, and that's exactly what they are. And you and I have discussed this over and over and over again. If you give in to the bully, you do nothing but strengthen the bully. You don't appease the bully. The bully will not go away. They'll just go attack somebody else. And when it comes to truth, here is the lesson. And it, but pardon me for being repetitious, but this is so blatant. It's so prominent in front of our eyes that we can't miss this. You never benefit by compromising on truth and by trying to please everyone. We're living in a culture and a society that has become more and more and more secular, which means that if we believe in traditional family, traditional marriage, if we believe in God's plan for sexuality, if we believe in binary gender, men, women, and so forth, we are going to become more and more and more in the minority and farther away from the mainstream, which means it's going to become harder and harder and harder to hold on to these truths. But that's okay. We were warned by Jesus that these times would come. Now, I just came across the official statement from GLAAD, which is one of the most radical homosexual activist organizations in the country. All right? You would think that they would be jumping up and down, dancing around, and congratulating Chick-fil-A. No, 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 no. Here it is. Let me quote. If Chick-fil-A is serious about their pledge to stop holding hands with divisive anti-LGBTQ activists, then further transparency is needed regarding their deep ties to organizations like Focus on the Family, which exists purely to harm LGBTQ people and families. Now, most of you know what Focus on the Family is about and what a blatant evil lie. Focus on the Family exists purely to harm LGBTQ people and families. Chick-fil-A investors, employees, and customers can greet today's announcement with cautious optimism, but should remember that similar press statements were previously proven to be empty. And then I won't take time to read it because I want to get to something else. And then it goes on and says they haven't done enough. They got to go further. They've got to go further. And like I said, are they happy? Nope. Nope. Here's part of the sad part. The Salvation Army is being painted as anti-LGBTQ, and they're not. Do they have a position on hiring male-female marriage? Yes. Have they taken a position on traditional family? Yes. But they will serve anyone. They do not discriminate against anyone, regardless of their sexual orientation, their gender, or whatever. Here is part of the statement released by the Salvation Army. We're saddened to learn that a corporate partner has felt it necessary to divert funding to other hunger, education, and homelessness organizations, areas in which the Salvation Army is the largest social service provider in the world and is fully committed. The organization said in a statement yesterday afternoon, let me scroll up here. Hang on. All right. The Salvation Army serves more than 23 million individuals a year, including those in the queer community. The group believes it is the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ population. When misinformation is perpetuated without fact, our ability to serve those in need, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, religion, or any other factor, is at risk. We urge the public to seek the truth before rushing to ill-informed judgment. In other words, the decision by Chick-fil-A has thrown Salvation Army under the bus and has, by implication, made Salvation Army anti-LGBTQ. So what Salvation Army is saying, and they didn't say it in these words, they said Chick-fil-A has thrown us under the bus. Chick-fil-A says, well, we're not supporting Salvation Army because we are turning to what? Homelessness, education, and hunger, which is exactly what Salvation Army has always done. So I don't care how you slice it, it's sad. And I am hoping and I'm praying that Salvation or that Chick-fil-A will issue a clarification soon. They're not going to appease the LGBTQ crowd, so they don't have to fear that. But they could win back the support of the conservative Christian community in America. It's not too late. They could change course, and I hope they will. Which reminds me, this is going to hurt Salvation Army in their Christmas campaign this year. We are going to give you very, very soon an opportunity to fill a red kettle right here on Bob Burney Live. We will have our own virtual red kettle on the website. It's not there yet, but I am hoping and praying that we will be able to raise a record amount of help and assistance for the Salvation Army in light of this. So stay tuned. I'll tell you when you can start giving. We'll return.